Welcome to The Suite in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imnc.org, for March 11th to the 17th, 2017. This week, an Arab UN diplomat resigns over withdrawal of a report accusing Israel of practicing apartheid in Palestine. Meanwhile, Israeli army gunfire leave a child and a young man killed this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayn and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. Also on Friday, scores of Palestinian and Israeli activists joined the villagers of At-Tawani near Hebron in southern West Bank to protest the Israeli settlers and army attacks of the villagers there. The protest, Freedom March, was organized by Combatants for Peace. For INLC News, this is Majd Bajali.
An Arab UN diplomat resigns over pressure to withdraw a report accusing Israel of practicing apartheid in Palestine. Meanwhile, Trump's envoy concludes an important visit to the region. IMMC's George Ashmawi has more.
The head of the United Nations West Asia Commission, Rima Khalaf, resigned on Friday after what she described as pressure from the Secretary General to withdraw a report accusing Israel of imposing an apartheid regime on Palestinians. The Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia, ISQA, which comprises 18 Arab states, published the report on Wednesday and said it was the first time a UN body has clearly made the charge. Khalaf's resignation came in a press conference held in Beirut on Friday, during which she said that this is the first report of its kind from a UN agency that shed light on, quote, the crimes that Israel continues to commit against the Palestinian people, which amount to war crimes against humanity, unquote. Khalaf also said that, quote, it was expected that Israel and its allies would put enormous pressure on the United Nations Secretary General to renounce the report, unquote. On his part, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked the Regional Commission to take the report off its website immediately. UN spokesman Stephanie Dujarric said the report was published without consultation with the UN Secretariat. Dujarric said, quote, this is not about content, this is about process, unquote. In other news, U.S. President Donald Trump's Middle East envoy held his first talks on Tuesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas during a visit to the region that included Palestine, Israel, and Jordan. Jason Greenblatt's meeting with Abbas came one day after a lengthy meeting with Netanyahu and other Israeli politicians who seemed to be optimistic with this visit. Greenblatt tweeted after the meeting that he discussed with Abbas how to make progress toward peace, building capacity of Palestinian security forces, and stopping incitement. It's worth mentioning that last Friday, Trump held his first telephone conversation with Abbas since becoming president and invited him to the White House. While Palestinians are concerned that the new administration in Washington is more favorably disposed toward Israel, Abbas stressed that the Palestinian strategic choice was to achieve a two-state solution and told Greenblatt he believed that under Trump's leadership, a historic peace deal was possible. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
This week, Israeli army attacks targeting West Bank and Gaza communities leave one child and a young man killed. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
A Palestinian teenager was killed on Friday, another injured by Israeli army gunfire at the entrance of Al-Arub refugee camp near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. 16-year-old Murad Abu Ghazi was killed after troops shot him in the chest. Another child was also injured in the chest and moved to a local hospital in Hebron, where he lies in critical conditions, local sources reported. The teenagers were shot as Israeli troops opened fire at residents' homes close to the camp entrance, which led to clashes between the soldiers and local youth. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers killed on Monday a young Palestinian man in the Asbet Gate area in Jerusalem's old city. The Israeli army alleged that Ibrahim Matar, 25, attacked and stabbed two soldiers before they shot him. Later, the soldiers invaded Jebel al-Mukabbir neighborhood southeast of Jerusalem, broke into the home of the slain Palestinian and abducted his parents and his uncle. On Wednesday afternoon, 17-year-old Fatima Takatka was critically injured by Israeli troops' gunfire near the illegal Israeli settlement block of Gosh Etzion. The Israeli army announced that the troops opened fire at the teenager when she tried to run her car into Israeli soldiers manning a checkpoint at the entrance of the settlement located between the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. Takatka, from the town of Beit Fajar near Bethlehem, sustained critical wounds and was moved to an Israeli hospital. Her family denied the army allegations and told local news that the incident is most likely to be a traffic accident. Earlier, Israeli soldiers shot and injured Wednesday morning a Palestinian worker near a military roadblock east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem while trying to enter occupied Jerusalem for work. During this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 91 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 80 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children. In Gaza this week, Israeli Air Force fired missiles into grounds run by Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas, and into Palestinian lands, causing damage on Thursday. Another missile struck vacant lands in a Zaytun neighborhood in Gaza Strip close to the Karnei cargo crossing east of Gaza, causing damage. The Israeli army claimed it fired missiles into Gaza in retaliation to shell fired on Wednesday at dawn into an open area in the Sidot Hanegev Regional Council of Settlements, causing no damage or injuries. For IMNC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 11th to 17th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imnc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Naji and me, Iman Abdurrabbo Banoura.